My guest today is Mirwan Hade. Mirwan, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on my show. What exactly do you do?
I'm a senior program manager on the Microsoft Flow team.
Microsoft Flow. I've just recently heard about Microsoft Flow. Can you tell us what that does?
Sure. So Microsoft Flow is a workflow product targeted at business users and business analysts, trying to make it easier to build automated workflows around your favorite apps and services. So there's a few key scenarios that Flow really excels at. One is, imagine that you want to receive notifications.
Okay.
Like, let's say you have a new lead in Dynamics 365, and you want to be sent an email or a text message on your phone whenever this new lead gets added. You can do so using Flow. You can also use Flow, for example, when a new file gets added to SharePoint, or a new file gets added to Dropbox, etc. So there's a wide gamut of services that you can connect to. In addition to getting notifications, you can also use Flow to do things like copy files. So let's say you have OneDrive on your phone, and you upload receipts to a particular folder in OneDrive. You can set up a Flow which will copy these receipts out to a business data source like OneDrive for Business or SharePoint. You can also use Flow to collect data. So imagine you want to know, what are people saying about your product or about your business on Twitter? So you can set up a Flow that will copy tweets and put it into something like a SQL database, which you can then connect to Power BI to see analytics about what people have been saying over time. And then lastly, and in some ways most importantly, you can use Flow to automate and streamline approvals. So imagine that you're using SharePoint to, let's say, track vacation requests. You can set up a Flow such that whenever a new vacation request gets added, it sends you an approval request. And as a manager, you can see this approval request in the approval center in Flow. You can see it on your mobile phone. You can even see it as an actionable message directly in your Outlook inbox. You can hit approve or reject, type in a message, and all of that directly gets reflected back in SharePoint as well as in an email back to the person that requests that vacation.
Well, interesting. So all those scenarios sound great, because I like them because they're real-world things that I've seen in my career. But this isn't the first workflow product that Microsoft has had. We've got a bunch of them still. Foundation, there's one in BizTalk, there's some Squirry, there's things like SharePoint workflow or workflows built into specific products. How does this differentiate? What was the motivation behind creating another workflow product?
Sure. So one of the big motivations behind creating this product is that we're trying to make it easier for the everyday citizen developer to create flows and to create workflows. So with SharePoint Designer, for instance, it required a certain amount of skills, a certain knowledge of how systems worked, of how SharePoint worked, really, to set up a workflow. And with Flow, what we're trying to do is lower the bar in terms of what it takes to build your own workflow.
Okay. How's been the uptake on that? I asked this because I remember 15 or 20 years ago sitting in a presentation from the BizTalk team.
Yeah.
And they said, look, it's Visio. Your users are already using Visio. It's designed for end users. And that was kind of a false promise.
Right.
It was too complicated.
Right.
End users couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering about the adoption.
So the uptake's been really good. We've had a lot of positive feedback from a lot of customers, and we're at over 500,000 customers right now.
Okay.
On a monthly basis. We've seen a lot of traction from people coming in from office. So a lot of people have been using Flow to create workflows for OneDrive for Business, for SharePoint, for other office services like Teams and Planner. And people have also been connecting to other services, like consumer services like Twitter, Facebook, Twilio, Instagram, Trello.
Are there hooks to make that easier to connect to services?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have over 150 different connectors out of the box that you can connect to. And like I said, ranges from your typical O365 services all the way to more consumer-like services.
Okay.
And each of these services has dozens of templates. So all you need to do come in as a business user is come in, give your credentials, tell us which account to use, which site, which list, etc. And you have ready-made flows that are ready to go.
Now, what's the process of creating a Flow like? What's step one? Do you have to download some software on your machine?
No, so Flow is entirely web-based.
Okay.
So you just go to flow.microsoft.com and start creating your flows there.
Oh, okay. Is it a graphically-based tool?
It is a graphically-based tool. That's right. So the idea is that you can create flows without having to write any code whatsoever.
Wow. What if the graphics aren't enough? Is there a place to customize it with code?
Yeah, so now we get into sort of the grow-up story from Flow. So Flow has a sister product, Logic Apps. And in fact, Flow is built on top of Logic Apps. So Logic Apps was a precursor to Flow.
Okay.
Logic Apps is targeted more towards developers, whereas Flow is targeted more towards end users.
Oh, okay.
And that's Logic Apps is the workflow product where you can get your own customizability. You can write code if necessary, etc.
So these power users, you call them citizen developers.
Yep.
They would start with Flow, and developers would use Logic Apps. Is there a path from Flow to Logic Apps?
Yeah, so at the moment, that's something that we're working on. There will be a one-click migration story from Flow to Logic Apps later this year. And it's something that we're working on. But if you go in and try out both products, at the moment, they look identical in every form and shape, except with Logic Apps, you get that customizability and being able to write your own code if necessary, being able to customize the workflow definition language that we offer, as well as being able to go into Visual Studio, checking it into source code, and that sort of thing.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And Logic Apps are a part of Azure. Is Flow also part of Azure?
No. So Flow is actually, that's a great question. So Flow is actually shipped separately, independent of Azure.
Okay.
So it is a standalone product. It is available if you go to flow.microsoft.com. You can sign up for a license.
Is it free?
There is a free offering if you want to try it. There's also paid offerings.
Okay.
And in addition, if you're an Office 365 or Dynamics 365 customer, you already get access to Flow.
I see.
Office 365 and Dynamics 365 already come with a Flow license. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you start using, you get 2,000 runs per month, you get access to some of the connectors, and then you upgrade to our paid offerings if you want to use additional connectors, if you want additional executions.
Okay, all right, good. That's great. That's a great model for people to want to learn it without making the initial investment. They want to decide before that's for them.
Yep.
Does it require Office 365 if you want to? Can you, for example, build applications that have nothing to do with the enterprise?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you can come in. You can even sign in with your Microsoft account. So if you have at Hotmail or at Outlook.com, just come in and you can start building Flow. So Office is not a requirement. Flow works better with Office, but it's not a requirement.
Okay. I'm thinking of the people that are using like a service like If This and That.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
just want to say, all right, whenever somebody drops something in my Dropbox folder, then I want to. A notification to pop up somewhere else or whatever, copy it over here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that scenario is definitely possible in Flow. You come in, log in with your Dropbox credentials for the Dropbox connector, log into, let's say, if you want to send a push notification, then you log in, download the Flow mobile app, and you can send push notifications. You want to send text message, create a connection to Twilio, and you can send a text message as well.
Very cool. What's the best way to learn more about
Flow? Yeah, so if you head over to flow.microsoft.com, we have a great set of documentation. We also have guided learning videos, which you can go step by step and learn all of the different aspects of Flow.
Excellent. Is there anything we haven't talked about we should have?
I think one thing I'll say is that Flow is the spiritual successor to SharePoint Designer. So one of the things that we've been saying, and we've been partnering with SharePoint as well to say, is that any existing workflows that you had with SharePoint Designer, if you're looking to update them or if you're trying to modernize them, then Flow is the way to go. SharePoint Designer is going to continue to be supported until 2026, but Flow is the successor to that. And we're investing heavily along with the SharePoint team to make sure that we have feature parity between the two products. As many of you will know, in SharePoint we have an integration. Flow has an integration on both lists and libraries, so you can select a document, you can select a file, and kickstart an approval flow, or
right.
send it for feedback, post it to Teams, post it to Yammer, etc.
Thank you so much for
your time. Thank you. You know, it turns out all of my friends are actually in technology. I need to make some more friends.